Do you love Uncover from CBC Podcasts? What's your favorite season? Which one did you skip? What do you want to hear more of? Help us make Uncover even better by taking our listener survey now. Visit cbc.ca/uncoversurvey to make sure your voice is heard. This is a CBC podcast.
I'm standing in a small 8x10 shed, just like the one you might have in your backyard. It's full of gardening tools, tarp, bits of lumber, and an old lawnmower battery. The shed sits on a property in Muskoka, Ontario, Canada's cottage country. And while the lake is right there, the shed is far from glamorous. As I'm standing here, an orange cat wanders over. It takes a step inside the shed, but keeps one paw raised in the air, as if trying to make up its mind. Should I keep going or turn around? Psst, I say. Scat! The cat steps back and, a minute later, vanishes into the woods. Good, I think. Run. Muskoka is a Hamptons of the North, but there's a mystery that's darkened this place and haunted the investigators trying to solve it.
She had a very distinctive silhouette and very recognizable when you'd see her walking into town.
A handkerchief on her hair, long overcoat, like somebody that lived on the street.
In the fall of 1998, an elderly woman known as the Cat Lady went missing.
I always knew something had happened to her, to just vanish like that.
As police were looking into her disappearance, they discovered a startling fact.
All these people are missing.
She wasn't the only elderly person missing, presumed murdered.
Somebody's going to find them, somebody's going to dig something up, or somebody's going to talk.
Police connected the missing people to the same family.
They made it sound like a great place to live out your golden years.
They were looking for elderly people who had no family to care for them and people who didn't have a lot of money.
People with criminal records could be in a position where they were caring for vulnerable seniors.
This is what happens when you have a lack of oversight.
It's sad that people think so little of the elderly.
I hope the hell they catch them and get them.
20 years later, no one's been charged in connection to any of the disappearances, but with new documents.
What are you going to show me?
Witnesses who are breaking their silence.
I think I hold that key.
And fresh promises from the Ontario Provincial Police.
I know you can hear the reservation in my mind. There's so much about this investigation, what I would love to tell.
I'm hoping that will change.
I'm just going to show you a photo here. Just ask you if any of these people stand out to you as being the man that you saw in the woods that day.
That's him. That's the guy.
You sure about that?
Positive. Absolutely positive.
I'm Xander Sherman. This is Uncover, the Cat Lady case.
Ready? Ready? Find bones.
For more CBC original podcasts, go to cbc.ca/originalpodcasts.